of a guy or a Jew does this, that's called derech avodah, and therefore he's chayiv. So the question is why? So even by Baal Por, this was not the normal manner to worship. The normal manner was done, they used to excrete themselves right there in front of the avodah zarah, and they used to urinate there, but not later to throw the ball in front of him. This was not the normal manner of worshipping the avodah zarah. Still, what do you say chayiv over here? It must be because it's Cain Pinim. It's like a Zrika that was done on the Mizbeach. So again, even though the Zrika on the Mizbeach was done with blood, with dam, not with Meraglayim, but here we're talking about that they used to worship the Avodah Zarah with this Meraglayim. So now, if somebody would do a Zrika from it, you'd be chayiv. So Vishleim Ovid Shemeraglayim, if you take the urine pot, so then Ika Zrika Mishtaberis. If you throw that in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's like a regular Zrika, that it spritzes all over. It's like Mishtaberes, it breaks. So therefore, Yechayiv is considered a Zrika, an Avodah, Kain, Pnim, the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Elet Soya, that means it was a dried out Soya. If so, my Zrika Mishtaberes. Like here, the Goyim, they're feeding the Avodah Zarah with its Soya, with the waste of a man. So how do we know it's a solid piece? It's a solid piece. So when they put it there, it doesn't break. So it's not called a Zrika. So why does it say Yechayiv over here? So Mara says, Vitzoya Lecha. We're talking about now wet waste. So therefore, since it's wet, when they throw it to put it there, it breaks. So that's called Cain Zrika. That's why Yechayiv. But if it would not be Cain Tanim, then you'd be Potter. So Mara says, Lemekatanoi. Let's say this Chiddush of Rav is a machlokes tanoim. We still learn like this. Shochat lo chagav. Let's say someone took a grasshopper and he shechted the grasshopper in front of the avodah zarah. So Rashi says, top Rashi in the middle, shochat lo chagav, lechol avros kachov mishabaylam. Any avodah zarah in the world, bein darka, bein and darka bekach. Whether this is the way they worship or the way they don't worship with the chagav, it doesn't make a difference. But now somebody takes the chagav, a grasshopper, and he makes a shechita, he shechts the head off in front of the Avodah Zarah, as if he wants to worship the Avodah Zarah this way. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, yes, Yechayiv, you're making a shechita, it's called an Avodah, even though it's not a derech by this Avodah Zarah to worship it this way, but it's called Kain Penim, it's called a shechita, it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, but that if you do an action like that to any Avodah Zarah, Yechayiv. So the Chachamim Poitim, Chachamim say, no, Yepota, we'll soon say this is not called a shechita. On a Chagav, since it does not need a shechita, it's not considered a shechita. So my love isn't it, the whole commitment, it is the machlokes over here. The ma'asav amrino and kain zvicha, that you have to have kain zvicha the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. One says kain, it's enough to have a kain zvicha, and here also mashma, this is called the kain zvicha. Just like by breaking a stick, he's saying it's called the kain zvicha. There also, by cutting off the head of the grasshopper, that's like a shechita. And therefore, if you do this in front of the Avodah Zarah, it's called you worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Umasava no, lo yamrinan kein zvicha. We do not say kein zvicha, ela kein pnim. But rather, you have to do exactly the way it's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. What do we do inside? We make a shechita on an animal. So that's the only be, if you take an animal and shech the animal in front of the Avodah Zarah, then you would be chayiv. But just taking a stick and breaking it in front of the Avodah Zarah, or here, taking this chagav, this grasshopper, and shechting it, that means nothing. That's not considered Kain Pinim. True, it's Kain Zvicha. It may look a little bit like a shechita, because you're breaking something, but for sure it's not called Kain Pinim. It's not a real Zvicha, the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So here you see it's a machlokes tanoim in what Rav says. That Rav is mechadish, that we just take a stick, and you break the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's called Kain Zvicha. That's like a shechita. And here we see it's the Machlokes Tanoim. Tumor says, Loi, maybe no, that's not the Machlokes. The Kulu Yama, both of them could agree here. Loi Yamrin and Kain Zvicha, Elokain Penim Binan. I'll tell you, both of them agree over here that it has to be like a shechita. That you'll only be chayiv by worshipping the Avodah Zarah if you do a shechita. But over here, what's the Machlokes then? Oshani Chagav, a grasshopper is different. Hoyo v'tzavara doim l'tzavav heima. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv, even though really you have to do a shechita, because he holds on a grasshopper, also it's called like a shechita. since its head, its neck, is a long neck, it looks like the neck of an animal. So when you slice the neck, it looks like a shechita. Therefore, you're chayiv. But it could be both of them really like argue on Rav. Both of them hold, you do not say it's enough, kain or zivicha, something that's like a shechita, breaking a stick, but it has to be a shechita mamish. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua, Omer Rav, avoides koichovim shoiv du moisa b'makel. You have an avoides zara, that the goyim worship it with a stick, they shake the stick in front of the avoides zara. That's the derech avoides. Now, shovar makel b'funeh, if somebody takes the sticks and breaks it now in front of them, so chayiv, yechayiv misa, again, because it's called kain zvicha, it's like a shechita, and also b'naseris. You know, the stick also becomes osavano. This is called what? It's called now a takruvas avodah zarah. So Rashi says, yeah, makel bein shavodasa b'shvira bein ein avodasa b'shvira heavy avodas l'schayv heavy takruvas lesser. It's called you're worshipping the avodah zarah, and also it's called a takruvas. You're like serving it with this stick. So therefore, this stick becomes osavano. What's going to be Zorak Makal Lefonel? Let's say it just throw the stick in front of the Avodah Zorah. So then Chayiv. He holds even for this, you Chayiv Misa. But Vienna Naseris, it does not become Osa Bahanor. It's not Sidid Atak Ruvis. So Rashi says, Zorak Makal Lefonel Chayiv means the Kugain Shavodosa Bezrika. Let's say the Avodah, the normal manner here to worship, is by throwing it. So then you Chayiv Misa. If you worship any avodah zarah, the normal manner, the way the goyim worship at Yechayiv Misa. So therefore, we're talking about now that the derech was to throw sticks in front of the avodah zarah. So if you throw this stick, Yechayiv Misa, you worship the avodah zarah. Yeah, if the Rashi says, Naposugov me'echa yavdu, means any manner that goyim worship the avodah zarah, if somebody does it, he's Chayiv Misa. But here the chiddush is, v'yeinu neseris, the stick does not become asabano hamakil, lehevei takruvais, Elamida Tekain Penim. Now it's a Chiddush. But that what we had before, that Takruva is Avodah Zarah, is even more chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. That the Avodah Zarah itself is Yeshla Bittel. If a guy comes and breaks it, it becomes Mutav Hanor. But Takruva is a korban that was brought for the Avodah Zarah. The manner, the way you're serving the Avodah Zarah, the Takruva is what's brought for the Avodah Zarah, that remains also Lielum. That has an Yitzhakana, that's like a mace, it has Tumas mace on it. But when? Only if it's an avoid the Kain Penim. It's only if the Takruvais was like a Shechita, was like a Zrika, was like Aktara. It has to be Kain Penim. If it's not called Kain Penim, it doesn't have any halacha of Takruvis. And it doesn't become Osabano at all. Yeah. So that's what he said here. If you throw the stick, even though it's a normal manner, still it's Ein Neseris. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman. So Rav said back to Rav Nachman, "My shenor shover. Why do you tell me if you break the stick? That's why you chayiv, and that's why it's also b'hanor. It's called the takruvas of like a shechita that's done lepenim. If so, zorak nami. Even if you just throw the stick, heavily kain zrika, it should also be like a zrika done in the base of midrash, and also it should have a lock of takruvas to be also b'hanor." So Amalei, he said back to him, no, bina zrika mishtaberes v'leka. It has to be at least something like the zrika that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. When you take blood and you spritz it, you sprinkle it, it spritzes all over. So that's called the zrika. But here you just take the stick, the solid stick, and throw it. It stays in one piece, does not break. That's not called kain zrika. Therefore, the stick, if you break it, breaking it is called like kain zvicha. That's enough for takruvas. That would make it also banor. But just throwing it, it's still muta banor. With Elo Mayatis, so I have a question. It says, Avnei Beis Makrulius, Vameh Yasru. I have a good question now. How do the stones on our Mishnah Beis Makrulius become also banor? Hey, the Havamina is now, again, we have first the original pile of three stones, and now they worship it by throwing stones to it. So when you throw a stone on the Makolius, the Havamina is now, the stone itself is not an Avodah Zarah. It's only Takruvas. That's the way you serve him. You serve the Avodah Zarah by throwing stones. Now a Zrika, by throwing a stone doesn't break. So it's not called a Zrika Kain Penim. So when you throw the stone on the makulius, the stone should not become osav hano. It's not called takrufa savoy de zara. It's not called kain panim. So why does our Mishnah say the stones that fall off the pile are osav hano? How do they ever become osav hano? Elamayata avne beis makulius b'amel yasru. Why do the stones become osav? It's only takruvais and it's not kain panim. Oh, Malays, he said back to him, you're right. After the dikashli, I had this question also. Vishaltiya l'rabba barvua, and I went to ask Rabba barvua. Rabba barvua also didn't have the answer, mashma. And he had asked l'chiya barav, and he also didn't know. V'chiya barav l'rab, and v'chiya barav had asked rab. V'yomalei, and finally rab answered them like this, that the reason why the stones of makulius become osa banor, v'yomalei nasa ki megadal avodis kechavim. It's as if you're growing in Avodah Zarah, meaning when they throw the stones there, they mean to make the stones into an Avodah Zarah. So the stones are also because it itself becomes an Avodah Zarah. Not because when you throw the stone, we'll soon see the maskana, you have both things. That when they take these stones and throw it to the makulius, they mean to do two things, the maskana. Both to worship the Avodah Zarah that's there, and also to add this stone onto the Avodah Zarah, like to make it a bigger Avodah Zarah. So they mean to make the stone itself an Avodah Zarah. So that's why the stones are also. Not because it attacks Ruvis, but because it itself becomes an Avodah Zarah. So more so again, it depends. If you hold when a guy, if he makes himself an idol, he makes himself an Avodah Zarah, it becomes osa banor right away, even before he worships it. Then it's good. This stone, when you throw it there, you're making it part of the Avodah Zarah. So as soon as you make it part of the Avodah Zarah, it becomes osa banor. Elo lemandiyama. Achetavva, according to mandiyama, if a guy makes an Avodah Zarah, it's muta banor until he worships it. You have to have an Avodah. If so, tishtori. Tolei palchi. If so, the stone, when you throw the stone, you don't worship the stone itself. You only take the stone and mean to make the stone part of the Avodah Zarah. But the guy did not worship the stone right now. So even though he takes the stone and throws it on the makulius, he does not mean to worship that stone. He only wants this stone now to worship the other stones. But he's not worshiping this stone itself. So this stone itself, why is it osa banor? You did not worship it yet. You only made it into an Avodah Zarah, but you didn't worship it yet. So Malay says, and this is not Shrom, Malay it back, I tell you, Kolachas v'yachis nasis avodas kechovim v'takrubas lachaverta. The pshat is true. When you throw your stone, right now when your stone lands on the pile, it itself does not become osa banor. Because you're making it into an Avodah Zarah, but you didn't worship it yet. But when the next guy comes and throws his stone, when he throws his stone, he means to worship all the stones that are there. So when the second stone is thrown, the second stone makes the first stone also. Because when you throw it, you mean to worship the stones that are there already, and also to make this part of the Avodah Zarah. So the next stone makes your stone also. So good, everyone is also, except the last one though. The last stone that was there, that doesn't become also banor. So, if so, the last stone should be muta. Because the last stone that was thrown, nobody worshipped that stone itself. So true, they made it into an Avodah Zarah, but according to this man, Diyama, when a guy makes an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't become osa banor. Oh, Malay, he said, that came true, but that doesn't bother me. If you could tell me, if you know which stone was the last stone, if you have your name written on it, then just take the stone home with you. But usually we don't know which stone is the last one, so therefore every other one is osa banor, that's why all of them are osa banor. Yeah? Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi like this, the Maskon is like this, Ravashi Yomar, Kol Achas V'Achas. Maybe like just saying, every single time you take a stone and throw it to the Makulius, it's like this, two things happen. Nasis Takruvis Li'atzmo, V'Takruvis L'Chaverto. You mean to do two things now. You mean to take this stone and to worship the stone also. When you're throwing the stone, like you have three things in mind. You're taking this stone and you want to worship the other stones there. You want to worship this stone also. And you also want the stone to land there and to be part of the big Avodah Zarah. You have every machshava in your mind. Therefore, at one shot of Atachat, this stone becomes osa banor. Not because you're serving with it, but because it itself becomes an Avodah Zarah. You want this stone to add on to that pile to make it into a bigger pile, a bigger Avodah Zarah. Where did you worship it? Yes. When you threw the stone, you're also worshiping the stone. It's like Bavas Achas, you mean to worship the stone, and the stone should be part of the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the stone becomes Osa Banor, Al Talocha, than Avodah Zarah, not Takruvis. The difference is, there's a bittul. If a guy now would take these stones and pave roads with them, make a road, it'd be Mutar Banor. You could be Mavatal these stones, because they do not have the loch of a Takruvis, they only have a loch of Avodah Zarah itself. Tanakh, we learn like this next Mishnah. Motza b'roishoi k'sus. If you find a tapa, this Avodah Zarah of Makulius, you find clothing, or else moyas and money. By kelim, you find kelim utensils. Harei l'mutarim. You got to take them home, the Mutar Banor. There's no din takruvus on these things. It's Mutar Banor. And it's not susi, it's not called noiz, it's not called you beautifying the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's Mutar Banor. Parchili anov, you find clusters of grapes. The Torah shall shibolim, or stalks made into a Torah, like a crown. The yenos, a wine. Shimonim, or oil. The siltas, a flower. The chodavah, shekiyotzeh, by krom, legabim, mizbeach. Or anything else that they serve in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, if you find these things on top of the Avodah Zarah, then it's Osa Banor. That must probably these things were Takruvos, and it's Kain Pnim, therefore it's Osa Banor. Now, Vishlei Miyenos Shimonim V'Siltos Ikur Kain Pnim. I understand, it's Mamish Kain Pnim with wine, there was Nisach Hayayin, Shimonim and Siltos they made the Malachas with. V'Ikur Kain Zrika Mishtabaris. And when you take these things and throw it also, it's a Zrika, that's Mishtar Beres, wine, oil, and flour also. When you throw the flour, it spreads all out. Ela parchili anovim v'yitzro shel shibolim. You take this cluster of grapes, or else stalks, loikein pnimika, there's no avoida with grapes in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't worship with, we're not makriv grapes on the Mizbeach. And the same thing, not stalks. Loikein zrika Mishtar Beres. And if you throw these things, they don't break. So it's neither. So what does the next Mishnah say? If you find cluster of grapes on top of the Avodah Zarah, it's also Banor. Omarov v'Ramula k'goin she'botzra metchil l'kach. I'll tell you, we're talking about now when the guy first cut off these grapes. He had a mind to serve the Avodah Zarah with these grapes. So cutting it off is like a zvicha. That's like a shchita. You're cutting it off. So the shaft, he cut it off the tree, off the vine, he had intentions then to worship. Therefore, it's called the Kain Zvicha. That's why it becomes Osa Banor. Now, Omer Rav Avuam Rav Yechanan, Minayin Lizaveyach Behema Balas Mum. Now, Avodas Kechovim Shupater, how do we know if you shecht an animal, L'shem Avodah Zarah, but it's a Balas Mum, it has a Mum on it, we'll soon see what type of a Mum. So since this carbon cannot be brought L'Mizveyach, it's not called enough for the Avodah Zarah either. And therefore, you put the Misa. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Zaveach Lelehim Yechorim, if you shech to another Avodah Zarah Yechorim, Vilti Lashem Levad, you should only shech to Hashem. So it's like this, Leyosra Torah Lekain Pnim, you only chay if you shech to an Avodah Zarah, such a korban that could be brought Lefnim, could be brought on the Mizbeach. So since a Balas Mum, if it has a blemish on the animal, you can't bring it for korban, you put if you shech to Hashem Avodah Zarah. Heavy Borah Rav asked the question, Bamai, what type of a blemish? Ilayma Bedukin Shabai in a small slit in the eye. And so why? Why do you say a potter? Hashtu Livnei Noyach. Chazi Ligvoya Bebama Dedu. A guy, he could bring a korban on his bama, and by him there's no psul of Dukin Shabayin. By a guy, a small balmum, a small blemish, does not pass the korban. We'll soon see what passes. If so, if a guy could bring on his bama, L'shem Hashem, the Avodah Kechovim Iboi, so for sure they could bring it for their Avodah Zarah. Meaning whoever brings this for the Avodah Zarah should be Chayiv Misa. Elo, the case must be here, the Mechus Eiver. It's all right now where the animal is missing a limb. If it's missing a limb, that cannot be brought for Korban, even for a guy. Ukurabiloza. The Yomer Rebeloza, Mina Yin the Mechus Eiver. Shu Osul Ben Noyach. How do we know if the guy has an animal that's missing a limb, that it's also for him to bring it for to worship Avodah Zarah, or to bring it even for a korban? He can't bring it on the bama. Shneimer says, "O mikol achai, mikol bosa shnayim mikol." Bring from all the animals too. Yeah, is Omru Torah says, Habo behema, bring animals, shechayin roshi avorm shalo. All the limbs are still there. Such an animal you could use for korban. But if it's missing a limb, then it's possible for korban. Yeah. So that's how we know that a mechusar eiver is possible for a ben noich. So we ask the question, we need it for something else. Lemute treifa. That if the animal is a treifa, you cannot use it for korban. But I do not know that a mechusar eiver. Sometimes it could be a missing a limb, and it won't be a treifa. So Mar says, no. Milachaya zeranavka. I know that it can't be a treifa from the pasuk that it gives off children. So mashma treifa cannot have children. So Mar says, that's a machlokes. Honich lemandiyam a treifa and a yoled is very good. So you know treifa from the pasuk milachaya zera, and therefore the pasuk of mikolachai I use for roshi avorim. Elo lemandiyam. Treifa yoled, if you hold it even a treifa could give birth, Michael and Emma. So for the Pasuk Melechai Yezera, I do not know a treifa. So I need the Pasuk Mikol Chai to teach me a treifa. So how do I know that a Mechusar Eiver is possible? So Makro, the Pasuk says, Itcha, that the animals coming into the Teva should be Itcha, means B'dayim L'cho, they should be like you, Noyach. So just like you are a Tam, the animals also have to be a Tam, they cannot be a treifa. Therefore, Mikol Achai teaches me that you have to have Rosh Yevorim. The Mar says, no, the Dilma may be Noyach Gufa Treifa, maybe Noyach himself was a Treifa. The Mar says, Tama Miksiv, it says he was a Tam, he was whole. Dilma Tama Midrachav, that it's a Tzadik Siv, it says no, it says it's Tzadik. So what? Dilma Tama Midrachav, his actions, his ways was Tam, but Tzadik Lemaisa, his roads and his actions were both like a Tzadik. So Mar says, no, Lemotzam, you can't tell me the Noyach Gufa Treifa, the Noyach himself was really Treifa. Because these Sagadai, if you can tell me to think, that Noyach Treifa, they, so what kind of svar is this? Omele Rachman, the Torah Hashem says, Bekavos Achayim, you have to bring animals like you. Does that make any sense that there should be Tzivui only to take Treifas? Let's say Noyach was a Treifa. So Potsdam is telling me, you can only take a Treifa, it doesn't make any sense. Shleim him like tile, but you can't bring in an animal that's sholem. It doesn't make any sense. So pshita, what the pasuk means is Noyach was a sholem. Noyach was not a treifon. And the pasuk is teaching us that all the animals that are brought into the teva were also shleimim and not treifas. So therefore, treif I know from this pasuk. So I use the word mikol achai to teach us rosh yevor. Hashti the mosad hashti nafko meyitcho if so lechay zera lomli. What do I need the pasuk lechay zera? To have children, what do I need it for? I know a treifa is no good, and I know you need Rosh Yevorim. So Moshe is like this. Ime Yitzchik, just in the pasuk, Yitzchik has to be like you, Noyach, have a minu letzav sabiyama. It should be somebody that should be a companion for you, as long as you have another animal here. But maybe the Afilu Zokin, even though he's an older animal, they can't have children. The Afilu Saris, that he can't have children. Kamash Mulan Lachay Yezerba, that no, the animals that come in, not only can't there be a treifa, not only do they have to have all the Yevorim, but they also have to be young and healthy that they can have children. Those are the animals that are brought into the table. So I call upon us to chat by a guy that for him, if it's only a mum, he could bring it for carbon on the boma. Therefore, if he brings it for Avodah Zarah, he's chayiv. That's what we said before, your potter is only if you have an animal that's missing Rosh Yevorim. It's missing an arm or a leg, so such a thing is not fit to be brought for korban. It's not called Kain Pnim. Therefore, if you shecht it now, l'shem the avodah zarah, your pot, you're not chayiv misa. Right, Omer Rebbe Loza, minayin l'shoichet beim el makul yeshu chayiv. How do I know if anybody, goy or a Jew, takes an animal and shechts it in front of the makulis, that you're chayiv misa? In other words, it's not a derech. The derech by makulis was just to take stones and throw it there. Nobody took an animal and made a shechita. So it's not a derech to worship this way. So how do I know now if you make a zricha there yichayit? Shneim the pasuk says like this: Ula yizbuchu oid es zivchayim lasirim. Do not shecht anymore to avoid the zoros in 8 years, but rather to Hashem. So main inyan lekadarka. If you do not need this pasuk, that let's say the way they worship avoid the zoros was with a shechita, so pshiti yichayim. Because of the pasuk that says eicha yavdu agoyim eila es lahayim, meaning any way, any normal manner. The way the Goyim worship their Avodah Zarah, if a Jew would do it, he'd be Chayiv Misa. Like let's say by Makulius, the Derech is to throw stones, so whoever throws stones to the Makulius, he's Chayiv Misa. That's what we're not this Pasuk Eicha Yavdu. Any normal manner, the way they worship their Avodah Zarah, whoever does that manner, he's Chayiv. Now there's another pasuk that says, "Lo yisbuchu oid," do not make a shechita. So if it's a derech, a normal manner to shecht in front of the avodah zarah, shechita yichai. So you don't need it for the derech. So to nuinyan l'shaloi kadarka, use this first pasuk of "Lo yisbuchu oid yisbchayim lasirim," do not shecht anymore to an avodah zarah in a case of makulis, where the derech is not to make a shechita. The derech is just to throw stones. Still, if you do an avoida kain pnim, if you do a shechita, or a zrika sadam there, or you do a haktor, you burn keteris in front of the avoida zara, in front of any avoida zara, yichay. Learn out from here, kain pnim yichay. For the Gemara, Rolok Yud Yosef, the truth that this pasuk will use b'chavoid, comes for this, to teach us that yichay for a shechita shleik a derech, for me, boy, we need a spot for something else. Look at Tanya, like we learned. Ad kan hu medabed the kochim shekdishim b'shas iser habomis, the grievum b'shas iser habomis.